very much, Charlie. And we'll see what can take place here in half number two for the Panthers. Both teams finishing up their stretching out onto the field as we get set for half number two. A reminder that the Panthers will be back in action at home next week at Panther Field, as they'll be taking on the Lake Erie Storm in the final regular season home game for ODU, and then wrap things up 2 weeks from today with another noon kickoff, and that'll be back at Fawcett Stadium, and that'll be the Malone Pioneers on that day. Fawcett Stadium a little busier today. They got a big high school game over there today. Maslin and McKinley meeting for the 100-and-some-odd time today, and both those teams are having great seasons over there as well, and that's where we'll be in a couple of weeks. You know,
and I know you're such a huge Tigers fan, Todd. I know that you're kind of pulling there for your Maslin buddy.
Are you allowed in their town, by the way? Just wanted to check.
I don't think I'm allowed in that town anymore.
Was that your picture up on the telephone
post office?
Pole? Yeah, when we drove through a couple of weeks ago? I thought it was. That's right.
Yeah, they don't like me up there because of some of the opinions I have on their football team. But, yeah, should be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, Tiffin's going to get the football to start this second half. And both these locker rooms, the paint was probably peeling off of the inside of the walls.
Yeah.
And I don't think we got either head coach happy, but the Panthers have the 12-0 lead right now.
Yeah, the as I said during the halftime there, Coach Conley was, to say he was not happy would be an understatement, and especially the way the half ended. They had a chance to go down the field and get some points and extend the lead and a little bit of breathing room, and he had the headset off, and he was fuming a little bit. And then when we spoke to him at halftime, he was had a very taut brow, I guess you could say. But yeah, I know he gave them an earful at halftime, and you know, maybe we can get the train back on the track here.
So it'll be Brent Wally kicking it away here for the Panthers. And we'll be from our left to our right, at least for now. The rain has pretty much subsided. We can almost clearly see out the window again.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm happy about. I was going to see if we could have Coach Conley come up to the booth at halftime.
Wally right puts it down the field, and it'll be taken back near the 5-yard line. They'll again do a couple little handoffs. Tony Shedd ends up with a football this time and makes his way out to the 35-yard line. I actually saw all the handoffs that time, which that's great window dressing. So the Dragons will have it from the 35-yard line, first down and 10, going right to left now. The Panther defense can keep up the same momentum they had in the first half.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be an important series here for the defense to get a stop on the Tiffin offense. I mean, Tiffin is just one touchdown away from making this a one-point game and getting right back in it. So this is a huge series for the defense.
First down and 10. Pipkin looking right, looking back left. Now throws over the middle and bounces one in front of Tony Shedd at the 45-yard line. A little better protection that time, but it was starting to close in on him, and he had to get rid of the football, and it'll be second down and long.
Yeah, had to check down to about his third option, it looked like, and with the hands in his face and the Panthers charging, kind of bounced one off the turf there a little bit.
Second down now, three receivers to the right, one over here to the near side, as the Dragons have it on second down and 10 from their 35, and they'll throw it out to the right, and a catch, and out to the 35 and to the 39-yard line.
And number 18, Jeremy Armstrong. Gain of 5 yards on the play.
There we go. So that'll be a pickup of about 4 on the catch by Armstrong. And it'll be third down now. Well, we'll call it a pickup of 4. So it'll be third down and 6. Armstrong and Tyler Jones will check out. Mark Rogers will come in. And now in the backfield, you've got Jerry Brown as well. So it'll be third down and 6. They need to get to the 45 for a first down. Play clock is down to 6. Pipkin now points to his left, looks for the snap. It comes back to him with 2. Pipkin pressured from behind, throws it over here to the near side, caught by Rogers, out over the 45, and he's got a first down. So Tiffin will have their first down of the ball game. They get it right at midfield. Boy, give Pipkin a lot of credit for hanging in there that time with Omame breathing right down his back.
Yeah, had a couple receivers open here down on the near side with one long and one shorter, and he hit the closer receiver, and they were able to get the first down. And like I said, this is an important series here for the defense to get a stop.
First down and 10. Football now at the Panther 49-yard line. 12-0 Ohio Dominican on top. And on first down, Pipkin drops back to throw. Dumps it off to Rogers to catch. Carruthers coming after him. Tripped him up. And then Nico Tanksley will finish him off at the 48-yard line. So gain of about a yard and a half on the catch by Jerry Brown. And he's been effective out of the backfield catching the ball this year. He had 26 catches coming in and a couple of receiving touchdowns. Second down and a little less than 9 now for this Dragon offense. Panthers have 4 down linemen here as Pipkin will work out of the pistol formation. And Pipkin looking right, coming back to his left again over the middle. This time it is caught by Armstrong, and he'll dive forward over the 45 to the 44. So sophomore Jeremy Armstrong with a short gain. Those are a couple passes that in the first half were dropped. They are making the catches now here in the second half, but it's still 3rd and 5.
Yeah, that play works because they've got the receivers on the edges that are actually getting played by the defense about 10 yards off, and they're drawing the defense out, and Armstrong is able to come up and run a little post and run across the field and get open for that.
So third down play now coming up here for the Tiffin Dragons. They need to get to the 39-yard line for a first. Panthers showing blitz. Culbertson almost jumped off sides. Now he's coming. Pipkin going to throw it deep down the right side, and Borman had no idea where the football was. Pipkin had to throw that a lot sooner than he wanted to. Panthers are bringing pressure from every angle that time, and it'll be 4th down and 5, and I think the Dragons are going to go for it here, partner.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? You're out of field goal range. It's kind of an odd area to be in to punt the ball, and you know, they know that they're only one score away from being right back into this and giving the Ohio Dominican sideline a little bit more pressure. And, you know, I like this call for Tiffin. You might as well go for it. You got nothing to lose.
So 4th down and 5. Pipkin will throw it out to the right. It's going to be caught by Borman. He's going to be tripped up though short of the first down on a great tackle by Brad McCurdy. Boy, they had some interesting setup. They had kind of the Panthers did that. They had the tackles all the way to the outside, tried to run a little receiver screen to Borman, and McCurdy came diving through and made a great tackle to prevent the first down.
Yeah, they took a little play out of the Ohio Dominican offensive playbook. We see our Panthers run that a lot of times on offense on the screens out to the edges, and I mean they executed it perfectly. I don't know where Brad McCurdy came from.
I don't either.
He flew in from the secondary and just made a shoestring tackle and saved the first down.
So first down for the Panthers now, left to right, and Brandon Schoen gets the carry and ducking in and out of traffic gets to the sideline and finally is driven down at around the 46, maybe back to the 45, gain of about 4 for Schoen.
See him back in there, Todd, after looked like he got a little dinged up in the first half.
Yep, that's right where I was going, not only with he, but Justin Bell got into the lineup before the half ended.
Mm-hmm.
Second down, they give him almost 6 on the play. And Miller looking left, floats it down the sideline, up into the air as Dez Stewart couldn't make the catch, and we're going to have a penalty marker come in as well. And this is going to be in the area of pass interference. Antonio Etter was draped all over Dez Stewart, and it looked like it impeded his progress in catching the football.
Yeah, Dez Stewart got a hand on the ball, kind of popped it up in the air, and we've seen him make some of those acrobatic catches this year, and I think it's going to go against Tiffin here and pretty much count as one of those Dez Stewart acrobatic catches, and it will go against them.
Hey, look up to your right there, up into the sky.
Those are blue skies.
It's not going to be long, but there's blue sky up there. So the pass interference will give the Panthers an automatic first down to the 40-yard line. ODU going left to right, leading by a score of 12-0 with 11:32 to play in the third quarter. And now the linesman from this side of the field is having a discussion with the line judge on the other side of the field. And they agree on whatever they were conferencing about.
I think they wanted to know what the Ohio State score was.
It's still a lot to nothing. First down and 10. Panthers have the football at the Tiffin 40-yard line. And Brandon Schoen will sweep to his left. He gets to the sideline, ducks upfield, and slides out of bounds over on the far side at about the 38-39-yard line. The Tiffin defense, though, they continue to just stretch plays out. Panthers can't get to the corners. It's been bogged up the middle today. You got to give them a lot of credit for a defense only allows 190 yards rushing per game. They have certainly shown it here today. Gain of two for Schoen. Second down. Play action pass. Miller rolls to the near side. Looks downfield for Ronald McLeod. He's got it at the 25-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 13 yards, and it will be a Panther first down. And that's been the best downfield pass today for Mark Miller and the ODU offense.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Miller coming into the game was 70% passing this year. A lot of that is because of those little out pass and those screens. And, you know, that was a nice downfield pass for 13 yards.
First down and 10, Panthers now. And the Dragon defense pointing that somebody up front moved, and finally the official found his flag. So a false start here against ODU. That was a minor problem in the first half. ODU had four penalties in the first half, including a fair catch interference penalty. So it's first down and 15 now for the Panthers offense. Three receivers left and Ronald McLeod over here to the near side. Brandon Schoen to the left of Mark Miller, who takes the shotgun snap. Looks right, throws to McLeod, makes the catch, but again, a short tackle over here on the near sideline by Etter. Gain of maybe three on the play. It'll bring up second down. I think we're seeing the corners playing up a lot closer in most instances than we've seen a lot of teams play the Panther receivers this year.
Yeah, which is makes sense. They saw something on film, because when you're running all those screen passes like that, you want to be up on them on the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 10. They throw near side. McLeod again races upfield to the 25. Stays on his feet and down at the 24-yard line. Terry Harper in there on the tackle that time for Tiffin. Gain of about three, so now you're looking at third down and eight coming up for ODU.
Well,
here you are again, kind of in that situation where it's third and long. You'd really like to convert a first down here instead of settling for a field goal try. Third down play. They need to get to the 16 here for a first down, and the Panthers are going to get some help because one of the guys up front just jumped offside for Tiffin.
Yeah, it looks like A.J. Thompson. Or Al Thompson, I'm sorry.
So, that'll help out a bunch. So instead of third and eight, third and three now coming up for ODU.
Yeah, and I don't even think that was a hard count or anything, Todd. I mean, I think that Tiffin just jumped off sides there.
So now, you'll have Schoen behind Miller with Nate Weeks, H-back just to the left of Miller. Wide receivers to both sides. Miller, play action pass. Going to look downfield. Going to throw a little comeback here, and it's incomplete at the 5-yard line. Dez Stewart was the intended receiver. Dez was racing to the end zone. Mark kind of threw it back, saying come back to the ball, and he ended up throwing it short. And Brent Wally and the special teams back out onto the field here for ODU. Wally was 2 out of 3 in the first half, as he connected on field goals of 29 and 42, and he had another one hit the upright. This one will be put down on the 26, so a 36-yard field goal from the right hash. Hayes with a snap. Snyder puts it down. Wally's kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 9:32 to play. Third quarter, Panthers add to their lead. Now 15-0 over Tiffin on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Saginaw Valley State looking to stay undefeated in GWEAC play. They currently lead Michigan Tech 38-21 at the start of the fourth quarter. They were helped out big time by a 17-point third quarter. Again, the Cardinals trying to stay undefeated in GWEAC play. Let's now head back out to Frost Cal-Now Stadium as we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
And Wally's kickoff is away to our right, and it is fielded by Shedd. He'll hand it off. They hand it off again, and a tackle made at the 19-yard line. Okay, we've seen it 3 or 4 times now. I think we're good.
Yeah. So a little gadget trickeration. You usually don't see it on special teams unless it's just some kind of reverse or whatever. That's cute enough.
Wonder when that works. So it'll be first down from the 19-yard line.
It works on PlayStation.
And the Tiffin offense will come back out onto the field here. And Tareen Nicholson looks like he's in there perhaps in the backfield for the first time today. And on first down and 10, Pipkin will keep it himself. They'll run option to the near side. Borman's got the catch of the pitch. 20, 25, and out of bounds to the 32-yard line. Culbertson missed him. Had a chance for a tackle for loss. Brad McCurdy has to make the tackle, but that'll be a 15-yard pickup and a first down.
You know, I was talking about on that last defensive series, Todd, about how important it was to get a stop, and they got the stop. It would have been even better if the offense was able to put a touchdown on the board. But still, if they need a stop again here, because if Tiffin gets in the end zone, they're essentially really one touchdown down.
First down and 10 from the 35. Empty backfield. Pipkin throwing right in. It was almost picked off by Dayton Harris, and that would have been an easy six. Oh, boy, did he read that perfectly and just whiffed as it went past him.
That's kind of momentum swing changer, that you, whatever you want to call it, that we kind of need right now to turn the tides a little bit, because even though we're up 15-0, it just doesn't feel like we're winning.
Yeah. Well, boy, the Panthers haven't had a defensive score in a while. You combine the defense and special teams, they have accounted for 41% of the points this year for ODU. And with nine more today out of Wally, they're continuing to add to it. Pipkin tries it again out to the right. It is caught by Armstrong and then knocked out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Panthers again had that red well, but Armstrong was able to fight forward for about six. So they're looking at third down and four now.
Anthony Smith with some nice pressure on there, kind of read the pass and showed his ups a little bit, had some hands up in the air, but Pipkin did a nice job of getting floating that ball over him and getting it to Armstrong to get some positive yardage out of that.
Mark Rogers will replace Jeremy Armstrong in the Tiffin Dragon lineup on this third down play. They'll have to get to the 45-yard line for a first. ODU leads 15-0 with 8.5 to play in the third quarter. Out of the pistol formation, Nicholson behind Pittman. And now Pickman will look at the play clock. They get it off just in time. Panthers are coming after him, and they'll get him back at the 30. It is Dwayne Clemens on the sack for ODU. Junior quarterback came through the middle and is going to get credited for that sack.
Loss of 8 on the play. It'll bring up fourth.
You know, games like this, Todd, you're looking tight games, and you're looking for big plays out of players from everywhere. And
yep.
Dwayne Clemens isn't a player whose name we've called very much this season, but in a game like this, you're looking for anybody that can step up and make a big play, and he did it right there.
First sack in the career for the junior out of Indianapolis. And it's fourth down and 12, and Pico will kick it away. And he puts it into the air, and a fair catch by Justin Bell back at the 28-yard line. Panthers leading 15-0 with 7:29 to play now in the third quarter. And they will take over on offense back near the 29-yard line. Boy, this defense, though, just continues to be stellar here today. You know, it's the defense that has been the most banged up throughout this year, and you start to get guys back healthy and players who have had to play some extra minutes this year that ordinarily would not have. Now you've got a little more depth on that defense, especially in the front line.
Yeah, you never want to see players get hurt, but if there's any positive to take away from that, it creates some depth on defense and some experience for some of those players for when they do need them.
First down and 10 from the 29-yard line, and it's Mark Nichols with a huge hole this time, but it closes up, and a nice tackle made by Kyle Finch. He's had a couple of good tackles today out in the open field, and what a play that looked like he was going to go for a big gainer for Nichols. He only picked up four.
Yeah, another shoestring tackle almost by Kyle Finch, 5'11", 215-pound sophomore there at linebacker, and that's twice that we've called his name here, that he's made big tackles and what appears to be look to be big gains.
Second down and six now for ODU. Nate Weeks will move in motion, and now he'll line up tight to the right, and Mark Nichols will get the carry, sweeping right. 35, going to try and get to the corner, and they drag him down from behind at the 40-yard line. It's going to be a first down, but again, Brian McCorkle this time, a senior linebacker, perhaps saved another huge big gainer for Mark Nichols.
Yeah, and I mean, Mark Nichols has had some runs today, three or four, where he's just right there about ready to break it. You can tell the way he's running out there, that he can smell it and he wants to bust one loose. His buddy Brandon already did for 58 yards and a score. It'd be nice to see Mark get one too.
On the stretch play, that's been the best offensive line surge of the day. First down and 10 from the 41. And Miller to throw. Steps up. Hit as he releases. Downfield for Dez Stewart. And this one's going to be intercepted. Back at the 20-yard line. Brandon Person made the pick as he came over as a safety and was right in front of Dez Stewart at the last instant. And the Panthers will turn it over for the first time today.
Yeah, not the wisest decision by Mark Miller there. They had he had Abe Johnson wide open here down on the near side seam, I'm sorry, and but just opted for the other receiver and got picked off. It's essentially a punt, pretty much, being down here at their own 20-yard line.
First down and 10 now for Tiffin, backed up to their own 20, but they've got the football now. Only the fifth interception of the year for Mark Miller, and Pipkin will throw on first down. Eludes one Panther defender, eludes a second. Now Pipkin trying to run for it, and the closing speed of Warren Shields will bring him down at the 22. And you feel bad for DeAndre Harrison, who twice had Pipkin in his reaches and couldn't quite haul him down.
Yeah, DeAndre set that up, kind of slowed Pipkin down, and Warren Shields came out of his linebacker position, 6'3", 220-pound sophomore out of North Union. He's been such a welcoming presence there on the defense this year. And good field vision, was able to see that Pipkin was getting flushed out of the pocket, getting disrupted by Harrison, was able to come in for the tackle.
Did pick up three on the play, so it's second down and 7, and Pipkin again to throw, hanging in there, throws it over the middle, and it'll be caught by Armstrong on the ground at the 32-yard line. Enough for a Tiffin first down.
Yeah, I don't know. They might need to start double-teaming Armstrong. We've called his name quite a few times here in the second half after a couple drop passes there in the first half that he had, and Pipkin has been going to him quite regularly here in the third quarter.
First down at 10, Dragons now, and a quick throw right at the feet of Tyler Jones, and that one is incomplete. He tried to hit him coming right out of his break. Jones wasn't looking for it, and Pipkin threw it at his shoelace. So second down and 10 now for this Dragon offense. Now Pipkin looks to the sideline here for the play. Panthers look like they're going to a three-down lineman front. Well, Omame's out here over to the right a little bit, just kind of wandering around.
We're playing that half linebacker, half defensive end. I think Ohio State calls it the Viper position.
Now Pipkin looking to throw back to the right. That's going to be a catch, and then three Panthers converge. Shields, Culbertson, and Bell. Or no, I take that back. Aiken over there on the tackle. And a short gain to Borman on the catch, and it'll be third down at about three now. Well, the fewest points that Tiffin has put on the board this year has been 11. They did that at Northwood earlier in the year. They were struggling to score some points, but they scored 34 against Malone, 60 a couple of weeks back against South Dakota Mines, and 29 last week against Walsh. Panthers struggled mightily against that Walsh defense. So now it is third down and about three for Tiffin. Play clock again winding down, and the Dragons are going to burn a timeout. Timeout on the field, 4:24 to play. Third quarter here from Tiffin. And the Dragons trailing Ohio Dominican 15-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dennis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studio. Some scores from the GWEAC. Lake Erie leading Walsh 49-27 with 11:06 to go in the third quarter. And Northern Michigan with a big lead over Northwood. They lead Northwood 34-9 as they just got the fourth quarter started in that one. Back out to Frost Cal-Mel Stadium where we rejoin Todd Bell, Matt Natale.
Third down play coming up now for the Tiffin Dragons. They will need to get to the 42-yard line. Rain begins to fall once again. And the Dragons trying to keep this drive alive. This all started on after a interception of Mark Miller. And the handoff up the middle and searching for some yardage. And the ball may have come out late. And let's see here. Panthers are saying Luke Carruthers is completely convinced that he has it. More Panthers are saying they have it. Now the official confirms that they have it. So Ohio Dominican gets a turnover on a handoff up the middle, and they'll give the football away.
Recovered by number six, Justin Bell.
They're going to credit for now Justin Bell with the recovery of that fumble, but the two teams now will trade turnovers, and Ohio Dominican will have it at the Tiffin 42.
That's a big turnover there after basically throwing one up for grabs on the last offensive series, throwing the off, or the interception. Getting the ball back here in pretty good field position. So at least getting to field goal range. But that's about all we've been able to do today.
Last interception for Mark Miller was back in the Grand Valley win. He had thrown 119 straight passes without an INT. Here's Brandon Schoen up the middle. Bounces off of a Dragon defender down to the 36-yard line. McCorkle will make the tackle for the Dragons, but a good 5-6 yards for Brandon Schoen on first down. Schoen entered play today, 8th in the conference in yards per game. The 1-2 punch of Nichols and Schoen have them ranked 6th and 8th individually in the conference. Miller will throw down the left sideline for Casey Williams, who tried to one-hand it, spinning around, and it's incomplete. And it'll be third down and about 4 now for ODU.
Antonio Enter in coverage.
Which you would think would be manageable, but we've seen the ineffectiveness here on fourth down by this offense today, or I'm sorry, third down by this offense today. And you know, when you're averaging 6 yards per carry like Brandon Schoen has, that is, you know, you feed him the ball right here.
Third down and 4. And Miller will roll to this near side, looking downfield, throws towards to Abe Johnson. And it's going to be an interception as he took it away. Johnson and Stephon Willis were fighting for it, and Willis ended up winning the battle. That is his 5th interception of the season. And, boy, now it's 3 straight turnovers here for these two teams.
Yeah, Willis, we haven't really called his name too much today, but had an interception last week against Walsh and was the GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week last week with 173 return yards. But he comes up with the interception and just got real sloppy real quick here.
Certainly did.
Yeah.
Still 15-0 ODU with 3:36 to play in the third quarter. And now Tiffin back inside their own 10-yard line, have it first down and 10. And it's Nicholson on the carry, and Nico Tanksley will make the tackle at the 16-yard line. Good hard run for Torian Nicholson, senior. Only had 6 carries coming in. He is out of Middleburg, Florida.
Run, gain of 6 on the play.
Second down and 4 now for this Dragon offense.
Now, I know that the Tiffin defense has done a really good job today, but on that third down, I don't understand passing the ball like that when, I mean, they've been defending the run well, but say hand it to Brandon.
Tipkin throws, deflected at the line of scrimmage. It was either Carruthers or Harrison. I think Harrison got his hand on it. And it'll be third down and about 4 to go now for this Tiffin offense.
Pass is intended for number 8.
And the Panthers will trade some players out.
Down at the line by number
9. They got Carruthers, DeWicke, and Martavius Lewis.
Bring a third and 4.
You bring in Smith, Dominic Clegg, and
Clemens.
Yep, Dwayne Clemens back in against this offensive Tiffin that is certainly pass first. Now they're looking at a third down and long play coming up here for the Dragons. Bigger part, third down and 4 coming up. Tiffin 1 of 11 on third down today.
Showing blitz.
And Pipkin will roll to his right. He will throw and do a lot of traffic, and it's incomplete. Armstrong, the intended receiver. Cody Culbertson with blanketing coverage. And the incomplete pass will bring up fourth down. And the ODU defense does it again. And now ODU should have fantastic field position. Pipkin now, 11 out of 24 passing for 53 yards on the day. Justin Bell will back up near his 50-yard line.
Be nice to see him get a chance at returning the punt here. We're averaging about 18 yards per punt return, which is good enough for 6th in the country right now.
And out to punt Seth Pico for the ninth time today. Another low line drive kick that Bell will watch bounce that he'll field at the 40. Hit right there. Moves forward to the 44. Tell you, Justin there and back in the first half. That one Des Stewart had too. They're doing a nice job of catching it on that hop,
yeah,
preventing the extra 10 or 15 yards. I mean, they're basically giving the Panthers a first down just by fielding the ball and moving forward for a couple of yards. So they've done a good job of that. You remember early, Santoro had a couple go past him and rolled inside the 20 and gave Tiffin some poor field position. So even though it was only a return of four, I may say maybe 20 yards there.
Yeah.
So first down and 10 Panthers.
Maybe making a case to be a shortstop for the Indians.
2:47 to play here in the third. Panthers lead 15-0, and it's Mark Nichols on first down. Moving left, 45 to midfield, and tripped up just short of the first down. Gain of 8 for the senior out of Newark Catholic, Mark Nichols, playing in his 30th game today as a Panther. Had that enormous Thursday night game against the Finley Oilers when he went for 275 on 31 carries. Second down and short. Nichols up into the hole will be ridden to the ground right at the first down marker. So we'll let him set it down. Looks like it's going to be third down. Nichols comes in third on the career rushing list in carries at 326. Second in total yards at 2009. And third in rushing touchdowns with 20. And he's a guy that is right up there on the all-purpose yardage list as well. As Ohio Dominican looks like here on a third down and short call, looking to the sideline, and they may hold off and end up burning a timeout here to make sure they get the right call on third down and one. So they'll wander over towards the sidelines and use their first timeout here of the second half. And getting back to Mark Nichols, you know, he had 318 all-purpose yards, those kick return yards adding in there. He's not going to have many today because Tiffin's kicked off once.
Right.
That's been it. But I mean, what he has added by being a part of this football team this year, after Mark has battled injuries throughout his career and gotten a little extra year of eligibility coming into this year, and boy, he has just been a great spot for ODU to, I mean, the running game would have been in good shape with Brandon Schoen. Now you've got this, it may be one of the best tandem backfields in the country. You don't know.
And that's the thing, is that these defenses here in the conference, when they're doing their film studies during the week, they have to prepare for two guys. And then just thinking about it, today it seems like the strategy is one in, one out. It seems like every offensive series, they're alternating,
mm-hmm,
whereas sometimes we see them both play on the same series. It looks like the strategy today has been Nichols will play a series, defense comes out, gets a stop, Brandon comes in. And that's kind of the pattern that we've seen today. But, you know, that's a big advantage to have, especially in this league, that you have defenses that have to basically prepare for two running backs every week and two running backs that are capable of putting up 100 yards apiece in any given game.
All right, third down and less than a yard here for ODU. It's Nichols. He'll get the carry. He's got the first down as he surges over the 45 to the Dragon 44. Gain of 4 on the play for ODU. And with 1:30 to play now in the third quarter, the clock will restart, and the Panthers, a new set of downs. The offensive line today of Kelke, Cunningham, Kofer, Brant, and Howard. They have been a steadying force on that offensive line, which was a question mark at the outset of the year. Throw out to the left side. Nick McKnight will have his first catch of the day and pick up about 7 or 8 yards. McKnight had a play early in the first half. Junior out of Middletown and a transfer from Bowling Green makes his fourth catch of the season for ODU.
We'll bring up a second and 30.
So second down after a gain of 7 by McKnight. Panthers go with the two receivers to either side, Nichols to the right of Miller, and it'll be Miller to keep this time. He'll lower his shoulder and down at the 35-yard line. Gain of about a yard and a half, and the Panthers about a yard short now of the first down. Don't see much zone read out of the Panthers, and that's what that was. It was almost like Mark Miller said, hey, you're going to call that play. I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to run it.
Yeah, and he wasn't afraid to take a hit on it either. He kind of lowered his shoulder and got spun around and popped right back up.
Third down and a yard. And Miller turns, gives to Nichols, sweeping to the left, gets upfield, and he'll be right at and have the first down. Boy, somebody got a hold of the back of the jersey from Mark and slowed him down, but it wasn't enough to prevent him from getting the first down. So the Panthers will move it again as they pick up the necessary yardage out to the 33, and the Panthers may snap it one more time here in the third quarter. Clock down to 12 seconds. Miller out of the pistol, gives to Nichols, hops his way around, and Collard's got a hold of him, and Joseph Collard will make the tackle. Maybe a loss of a half yard on the play, and that will end our third quarter. Panthers add three to their total in this quarter, and they still have pitched the shutout. It's Ohio Dominican 15, Tiffin nothing as we go to the fourth in Tiffin right after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Malone went out of conference play today. They are playing Alderson Brodus. They lead Alderson Brodus 24-13 in the middle of the third quarter. And more points, more points, more points. Lake Erie and Walsh continue to go back and forth in an offensive slobber knocker. Lake Erie leading Walsh 56-41. And the third quarter's not even over. 4:26 left to go in the third quarter, to be more specific. Let's now head back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Charlie, thank you very much. What is that, 97 points? They haven't completed three quarters yet? My goodness.
That basketball game?
Well,
basketball season started.
It has, in fact. A lot of exhibition games being played, and Ohio Dominican will be lifting things off a week from Tuesday? The 12th, a week from Tuesday. That's what I said. Thank you. Against Urbana? Bluefield State?
Cleveland Cavaliers?
Not them. Second down at about 11. Urbana?
Yes.
I was right on both counts. I am done for the day. Second down and 11 now. Start of the fourth quarter, Panthers lead 15-0. And they'll throw it out to Casey Williams, and this one's going the wrong way, although Casey turns upfield. And after being tackled on the play by Willis, it only ends up being a loss of a yard.
I'd say that was a positive play because it was about to be about,
big negative.
About 8 yards.
So now third down and long here for the Panther offense that, again, just cannot get in sync today. And again, this has been the best defensive effort against ODU all season long, especially on those little short, whether it's a bubble screen or just the quick hitters to the wide receivers. Nobody has slowed down this Panther offense like Tiffin has done today.
Yeah, you got to credit the Tiffin defensive coaching staff. They saw some things on film and practiced it this week and are putting it into practice today.
Third and long, they'll give to Nichols, and he'll just run forward and get to the 28-yard line. And that was more or less a play just to try and pick up the yardage, see what they could get, and maybe think about a long field goal or at least make it fourth down and manageable. It'll end up being fourth and five, and we'll see what the Panthers choose to do, and it looks like they're going to go for it here. So fourth down play now for ODU. They are two out of three on fourth downs today. They have to get to the 23 to move the chain. Out of the pistol and two receivers left. Miller takes it, throws. McLeod's got it, but it's all kinds. In fact, the pass is incomplete. McLeod never caught it. It wouldn't have mattered anyways. And Ohio Dominican will turn it over on downs.
Pass intended for number one. Ron.
Another well-defense play by Tiffin. And ODU will give it back to the Dragons now. And as Tiffin takes over, the total offense now, 274 for ODU and 78 yards today of total offense for Tiffin and just three first downs. And all three of those first downs have come here in the second half. 13:35 to play in the fourth. 15-0. Ohio Dominican with the lead. And still in essence, this is just a two-score game right now,
mm-hmm.
in spite of the fact that the Dragons have only 78 yards. Tipkin will throw and to the left side and incomplete. He was trying to hit Tyler Jones, and Billy Aikens was over there on the coverage.
Tyler Jones will bring up a second and 10.
be second down and 10 coming up. Panthers will have Harrison, Sawicki, Smith, and Omame on the front line right now. Tanksley and Lewis are the linebackers with five DBs, and they'll hand it off up the middle. And this carry here by Oliver Ciprian, a junior running back out of New Orleans, Louisiana, will pick up about eight. And it'll be third down and short. First time we've seen Ciprian in the backfield. Third down play coming up. Three receivers here to the near side for Antonio Pipkin. Pipkin, the snap goes right through his hands. It's a race to the football. Harrison dives for it, rolls over, and I think the Panthers have it in the do. Boy, DeAndre Harrison was all over that loose football as he raced Pipkin to it, dove in front of him, and covers up the football back at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, it was a foot race between Harrison and Pipkin, and usually you don't see a defensive end outrun a quarterback like that, but DeAndre Harrison was able to get an edge on him and beat him out for the ball. And what a game DeAndre Harrison is having today, especially since it's his first back game back since Walsh and the dislocated elbow that he had. And, you know, you could tell that he's been wanting to play because he came out here today and is making a statement.
First down and 10, Panthers now at the 13 with 12:51 to play. Four turnovers in this game, two aside, and Brandon Schoen sweeps to his right, cuts back to his left, and down at the 9. McCorkle will make the tackle, gain of 5 on first, maybe 4 on first down for ODU. So the Panthers with a pair of fumble recoveries, Tippin with a couple of interceptions, so the turnovers have evened out here today, but this is a huge one because it puts the Panthers right on the doorstep.
Yeah, and I believe coming in, ODU was +8 and Tippin was +3, so that kind of evens out there a little bit. And again, this was a huge run because they're down here about the best field position they've had in the red zone today.
Second down, and Nichols is back in there, sweeping to the right, and again, Tippin will just stretch it out. And Nichols with nowhere to go but out of bounds, and looks like he lost a half a yard. So it'll be third down and 7 coming up now for ODU.
Yeah, normally on the stretch plays out to the sidelines, what we've seen this year is it's patient running, and they get out to the edge and finally get a hole, and they get that extra burst of speed, both Brandon and Mark, but that just hasn't been there today. Credit the secondary for coming up on those plays and the defensive line for holding it in.
Third down coming up now. 11:40 and counting, fourth quarter. Panthers on top, 15-0. They will have to get to the 4, to the 3 for a first down. Mark Miller takes it, looking over here to the near side for Stewart in the corner of the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? They say he did not. So Stewart could not keep a foot in bounds along the sideline, and the incompletion will bring the special teams back out again.
I mean, that play was right there. I don't know if Mark floated it a little bit or what, kind of threw it a little too far out of bounds. Boy, that's a shame they weren't able to get the touchdown on the board for that one.
And Brent Wally back out for his fourth field goal of the day. This will be his fifth attempt. They will put it down on the 18, so this one will be of 28 yards for Brent Wally. Two-time GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week will bang it home. Timeout on the field. 11:21 left, fourth quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 18, tipping nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Northern Michigan looking to put the finishing touches on a win over Northwood. They lead the Timberwolves 34-15 with 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. And wouldn't you know it, another touchdown in that Lake Erie Walsh game. The Storm now lead the Cavaliers 63-41, 2:41 in the third quarter. Todd Bell, I ask you, where is the defense?
Here. year.
Yeah.
It's at Frost Cownell Stadium. Kickoff is away, taken by Shedd over here on the near side. Didn't hand it to anybody, and then he ran up to the 25-yard line, and that is where Tiffin will take over. So Brent Wally has tied his own school record with four field goals in a game. Ohio Dominican now leads by a score of 18-0 with 11:15 to play in the fourth quarter. The defense is right here.
It's all right here. Right here in Tiffin, Ohio.
Panthers defense has been stellar and now have two takeaways to throw to that resume here today. Already the conference's best scoring defense, allowing only 18 points per game. And thus far, through three-plus quarters, have pitched a shutout. First down and 10, Tiffin. Football at their own 26. Throw it to Borman over here on the near side. And he'll move forward and out at the 30. Tanksley and Akins will team up on the tackle for ODU. That'll be a gain of four on the play for ODU.
Tackle made by number 7, Nico Tanksley.
Seen just about everybody out there defensively that made the trip up here to Tiffin for ODU. A couple of guys, including Jordan Murph over there, who has filled in admirably for the Panthers the last couple of weeks when they've had some injuries. Making the trip here again today for ODU. Hand off up the middle, and this is going to be Cyprian again, and he'll charge his way to the 34, maybe the 35, short of a first down. So it'll be third down and short now for ODU.
And my guy Martavius Lewis in on that play. Speaking of players that are cycled in and out here on the defense, he's one of those guys that has seen some good time in a backup role.
Mm-hmm. Orrin Shields just came in for Nico Tanksley on this third down and short. And Antonio Pipkin will work here out of the shotgun with Cyprian to his right on third down and less than a yard. He'll give to Cyprian. He's got the first down and more to the 45. Pass midfield. Bell from behind will bring him down at the 33-yard line. Their biggest gainer of the day from 135 to the other. And it'll be first down and 10 for Tiffin.
Yeah, basically Martavius Lewis and Murph, I believe it was, were showing blitz on that and actually had a good shot there in the backfield, but they had the quick handoff there to
Cyprian,
and that basically opened up that wide-open gap to get those big yards.
So first down and 10, they've put it at the 33-yard line. Two receivers to each side now for Antonio Pipkin. He'll take the shotgun snap. Steps up, throws deep down the middle, up into the air, and making an interception is DeTwan Harris. Wow! He jumped right in front of Tony Shedd inside the five and just took it away from him when it looked like it might be 6 points for the Dragons.
I kind of held my breath when I saw that ball go up in the air. It looked like it was going to be a for sure touchdown. We saw DeTwan Harris almost get one earlier, and I know that he was kind of itching to make up for it, and he just did right there. And you know, it's not the greatest of field position, but it's a great way to take the wind out of Tiffin's sails after a huge running play like that and what looked like to be a touchdown pass.
For DeTwan Harris, that is his second of the season, fourth of his career for the sophomore out of Glenville. Panthers have it first down at their own three, and it's Mark Nichols, and he'll rumble out near the 8-yard line. That is the third takeaway of the day for the defense. 17 takeaways now on the season for the ODU defense, and they just continue. Even though they gave up one big play, they come right back and make a play. So it is second down and 5 now after the run by Nichols. Now Miller will look to throw near side. Des Stewart catches it right up off the carpet at the 14. They'll spot him at the 15, and that's going to be good enough for a first down. So the Panthers will move the chain after having it inside their own five. That's a big first down for ODU to keep this drive going with 9:10 to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, especially because they started the drive out, pinned back in their own territory there about the, what was it, the 3-yard line or so.
First down and 10 now for the Panthers out at the 15. And it's Nichols. He's got nowhere to go, and he's down. Boy, Brandon Person again just came right up and made the tackle, and that's going to be a loss of 3 yards for Nichols. Panthers have had more negative plays in this game today than I would venture to say they've had all season combined.
I would say that's accurate, but, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to the Tiffin defensive line. Only one senior there with Joseph Collard, and he's a captain. You got two sophomores and a freshman. The sophomores being Bill McKeag and Judas Amaklar. And then the freshman, Al Thompson.
And Miller will roll to his right here on second down and long, and he'll just dump it off to Abe Johnson, who made a nice move after the catch over the 20. And out near the 22, gain of 10 for Abe Johnson. That's a big play right there for the Panthers. Gets him out of a little bit of a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have third down and about three to go now.
Yeah, I mean, and when you're not converting on third down, the shorter the third down situation is, the better. But we've already seen a couple opportunities on third and short that came up short, so to speak. And it'd just be a huge conversion right here if the Panthers can get it.
Nichols behind Miller. Weeks will go in motion to the right. Third down and three. Nichols going to the right. Lowers his shoulder, and he's got the first down over the 25-yard line. Boy, that is just the sure strength and power of the running game by Mark Nichols that just got him that first down.
Yeah, and that's a patented Mark Nichols run. I mean, we've seen so many times this season where he looks like he's stopped and he just keeps those legs pumping to get an extra yard or two and then get the first down or even into the end zone in some situations.
So first down and 10, football at the 26, clock at 7:23 to play in the game. Nichols again, stutter steps back to his left, made a hole, 35, and out to the 39-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 13 for Mark Nichols, and it's hard to believe that he is now creeping up on 100 yards. Brandon Schoen just shy of 100 on the day, and maybe they're starting to wear him down just a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Nichols is picking up 5-6 yard chunks, and it's just adding up. Looks like 97 yards on 13 carries for Brandon. Mark has 22 carries and is at 73.
And it's Nichols again, straight forward and out to the 44. In fact, partner, they hadn't added the 13 on yet, so he's up to 86.
Okay.
Prior to that carry right there, Nichols is going to check out, and Brandon Schoen will come back in as once again the dark skies become very ominous overhead, and rain begins to fall again here at Frost Cownell Stadium. Kind of been the theme of the day and how it has gone. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second down play, and Miller turns and gives to Brandon Schoen. And he'll make his way to the 45 and gain only about a yard on the play.
Brandon Schoen with the carry.
So it'll be third down and 5 now coming up.
Tackle made by number 2.
Well, they got this. Got the ball here on this drive with about 10 minutes left in the game, and got about 6 now, and pretty much a straight dose of the running game. It looks like they're playing that clock management strategy here towards the end of the fourth quarter and trying to run that clock out. As we see the offense out there with the play clock down to 13, they're not even up on the line yet, and I think they're just trying to run this clock out and escape out of here with an ugly win.
Need to snap in a hurry. They're at the line. Play clock is at 2, and the Panthers will call time. We'll pause as well. 5:37 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican 18, Tiffin nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A final, Saginaw Valley State defeating Michigan Tech by a final of 55-35. The reigning WEAC Offensive Player of the Week, Jonathan Jennings, with another great effort for the Cardinals. 3 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns. Let's now head back out to Frost Cownell Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Vitale.
And the rain right now may be the heaviest as it has been all day. And it'll be a third down and four play coming up now for Ohio Dominican. Football at their own 45-yard line, 5:37 to play here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Brandon Schoen behind Miller, who looks to throw down the right sideline. And coming back, and did he hang on? No, incomplete pass over on the far sideline for Nick McKnight. So it'll be a fourth down, and I'm assuming deep in their own territory here. Well, not deep, but in their own territory, the Panthers would punt the football away.
It's raining so hard right now, Todd. You and I were both squinting at the window trying to see where the... I saw Mark Miller's arm motion like he threw it, but I could not pick up the ball anywhere.
And so Snyder will come out and punt now for ODU. And this could be... be a little precarious here. Snyder with his fourth punt of the day coming up. And Mikey takes a high snap, gets rid of it. Line drive kick. Santoro makes the catch at the 30. And that's where Tiffin will take over. Trailing 18-0 with 5:26 to play here in the fourth and final quarter. And the Panther defense trying to come up with one more stop to try and preserve a shutout here today.
They're just looking at it earlier there during the break, Todd. It'd be the first shutout since 2008 for these Panthers.
Came against Urbana. Yep, beat Urbana 56-0.
Almost to the date. It was November 8th, 2008.
First down, and they'll swing it out to the far side, and that'll be a catch by Shedd. And again, about 3 or 4, Akins will make the tackle. Start of this drive, Tiffin with 104 yards total offense today. That has been it.
Now, what we talked about earlier in the game about how they're able to hold teams to under 200 yards passing, we're holding them under the 200 yards total.
And they'll hand it off. Ciprian's got a little bit of a seam, and he'll bust forward, and he's to the 45-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 9 and a first down here for Tiffin. Heavy rain right now here at Cross Countout Stadium in Tiffin. Panthers leading 18-0, and the Dragons going left to right here. And Pipkin on first down. Will survey, look right now, throws back this way, and it will be caught. Receiver had his knee down, and so they'll mark it at the 46-yard line. That was Foreman on the catch that time. That's his seventh catch of the day, but for only about 29 yards. So second down and one. And Pipkin again throws it near side. Foreman the catch, and he is upended at the 42 by Akins. Bell over there as well. Another first down, though, for the Dragons. And they'll have it now at the Ohio Dominican 41-yard line.
Haven't heard too much of Foreman today. He's the number four all-time on the receiving list there at Tiffin, with coming in 140 catches.
Pipkin's going to look to throw over the middle to a wide-open Jones. 25, he's to the 15, and down to the 14-yard line. There are two penalty markers down, but the Panthers had too many men on the field. So this will end up being declined, and the Dragons, with their deepest penetration of the day, will have it inside the 15-yard line.
A little worried about bringing up that shutout talk. We probably brought it up a little too early, but Tiffin's here at their own 15 before the penalty mark off, and looking pretty good on this drive. And
so
they went ahead and declined it. Yeah.
Yep. So it's first down at the 15-yard line now for Tiffin.
First down.
With 4:17 to play in the game. Ciprian will work behind Pipkin here on first down. They'll throw it out to the left, and a catch and an immediate tackle right at the 15-yard line. Dominic Clegg snipped that one out and made a very fine open field tackle. So no gain on first down. Two receivers to either side now for Pipkin on second down and 10 from the 15. Antonio takes it, looks, throws over the middle, and incomplete at the 3. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That was Armstrong. So third down and 10 now, coming up to the 15-yard line.
And at this point, Todd, 3:45 left in the game. I would imagine they go for it on fourth down. I mean, a field goal does nothing for you.
So third down and 10. James Hall, new running back, just came into the backfield here, getting his first action of the day. Third down and 10 from the 15-yard line. They will bring Tyler Jones in motion to the near side. Pipkin looking this way, going into the end zone. McCurdy is back there defensively, and he has the interception for ODU, and they will keep them out of the end zone. In fact, I think it's Justin Bell on the interception.
Yep.
So Justin Bell with the pick, his first of the year, eighth of his career, and the Panthers keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah, he was the defensive skill position player of the week. That's one of the team awards that Coach Conley and his staff likes to hand out. He earned that against Finley. And surprisingly, it was his first interception of the year. And all I think we need here from the Panthers on offense is a first down, which they have been hard to come by today, and that should pretty much run the clock out, I would think, and hopefully preserve the shutout here for the defense. And, you know, you can't say enough about that defensive performance today.
And Brandon Schoen will get the handoff on first down as the Panthers will try and run this clock out. And he'll pick up about
Brandon
three or four
Schoen
on the play. 18-0 Ohio Dominican on top.
By number 89, Joseph Collins.
And with that interception now, again, eight in the career for Justin Bell. He is just one off the school record for career INTs. Joe Slaybaugh and Michael Wright, both playing between 2005 and 2008, each had nine. Second down and seven now for the Panthers.
Second down.
Miller will move Johnson right in behind now. Des Stewart over here on the near sideline. Ronald McLeod is to the right, and Schoen behind Miller will get the carry. He'll move forward, and again, the big bear hug right at the line of scrimmage. And that tackle was made by Cody Reeman. The Reesman the tackle. And it'll be third down, and Tippin has used a timeout with 2:49 to play. Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, the proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis with you. Panthers searching for their eighth win of the season. They would be 7-0 in conference play. ODU has already clinched the South Division title, but is trying to hang with Saginaw Valley right now for the overall conference championship. And would extend their win streak to 13 if they can hang on here with 2:49 to go. The not the prettiest of games today for the Panthers, but, well, the sign of a good team partner, I guess, is figuring out a way to win even when it's not your best day.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the theme all season. When you look at it, you mentioned earlier, 41% of our points have not come from the offense. And when you have a defense that can put some points on the board and a lot of special teams points, that's what makes the difference when you get down to it.
Third down at about six, and Schoen is going to be stopped short of the first down. Only picked up two
on the play.
So Brandon will carry for a couple. So after the interception, Panthers cannot get a first down. They will have to punt again. And we'll set Snyder back out onto the field. And ODU will try and run as much clock here. Still 20 on the play clock. Game clock at 2:18 and rolling. And the Dragons have got 10 at the line of scrimmage. And they jumped offside, and that is going to give ODU a first down. My, oh my. Well, yeah, you want to try and block the punt, but
yeah,
you can't give the other team the football in the process.
No, and that wasn't even any kind of hard count situation. They were just trying to run that play clock down to run as much time off the clock as possible, and it was just a little lapse in judgment there.
So that'll give ODU a new set of downs with 2:11 to play in the game, leading 18-0. And the offense will come back out onto the field for ODU. The offense that is averaging 481 yards per game of total offense and have been limited to 325 today. The referee was over here to the near sideline talking with Coach Goff and giving an explanation. Now he's going to run to the other side and talk with the ODU coaching staff. Not sure what the discussion is, but we'll see. Coach Conley says okay. And the Panthers are still going to maintain possession of the football. So first down at 10 now for ODU. Football at the 32-yard line. And Miller on first will turn and give to Brandon Schoen. Covered up with both hands. Now he's into the second level. 40 to the right sideline with a stiff arm. Tippy toes inbound. All the way down the right side and is tripped up at the 25-yard line. Credit Antonio Etter for staying with the play and making the tackle of Brandon Schoen, preventing another long touchdown run for Brandon.
Yeah, that was a nice play by the senior captain Etter. 5'10", 185 pounds, and saved a touchdown and pretty much saved what looked like, well, changed the scoreboard, it would look like it was not a very close win for Ohio Dominican, but you know, we saw that second level speed that Brandon likes to turn on there when he gets in the open field, and I thought maybe for a second he stepped out of bounds about midfield, but
since we can't see that sideline for all the rain on the window.
Mm-hmm. for all I could tell, we're probably watching baseball right now.
45 yards on the run for Brandon Schoen. He's got a 58-yarder and a 45-yarder today, and he's up to 152 for the day, and Mark Nichols will replace him. And now Mark off to the right side. He's got a gaping hole and gets to the sideline and out at the 10-yard line. Gain of 12 for Nichols, and now he's over 100 yards. So the Panthers, boy, it wasn't easy, but somehow, some way, they managed to get two backs over 100 yards again with the fourth time, Scotty. I want to say five, but I'm going to stay with four. You're saying three, but you didn't know we were playing Urbana in a week and a half either. So it'll be first and goal, Panthers.
You know, you ask any team in this conference if they would take two running backs to go for over 100 yards, and they'll take that all day long. But, you know, it was over 100 for both, and it was rather pedestrian for it.
Panthers take a knee there, and it was the fourth time this year that ODU has managed to get two backs over 100 yards. Aaron Stevens is going to check into the Panther lineup, the freshman out of Ironton. And he'll come in here in the victory formation for ODU. The Panthers are going to have to snap it one more time. Panthers letting the play clock run down, making sure it gets under 40 on the game clock, which they do. Miller will take the snap, and that will do it for ODU today. Again, not the prettiest of days for the Panthers, but the defense pitches its first shutout since November 8th of 2008, and they win today over Tiffin by the final score of 18-0. We'll come back with comments from head coach Bill Connolly and all the stats, but first we stop by the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios with Charlie Davis.
Thank you very much, Todd. As he was mentioning, coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap today's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Connolly, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house, and we invite you to join them in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the Panthers post-game show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis. Another day, another win for the Ohio Dominican Panthers, albeit in somewhat ugly fashion, as the Panthers defeat Tiffin today by a final score of 18-0. Let's now head back out to Frost Cownow Stadium, where Todd Bell is standing by. And Todd, as I mentioned, this game was a little bit on the ugly side. The offense wasn't as crisp as we have seen in past games, but give credit to that ODU defense. They were putting pressure on Tiffin quarterback Antonio Pipkin all day long, and they were able to come up with some big plays in the turnover battle.
Absolutely right, Charlie. I mean, when you've got a defense that is playing as well as the defense that defensive coordinator coach Kelly Cummings' defense is playing right now, you can have an off day offensively, and the Panthers were able to come away with, again, when you look at Ohio Dominican and you compare them to other teams in the conference, this is a complete football team, offense, defense, special teams, and you can rely on your place kicker to give you four field goals today in spite of missing one. You'll take four out of five on a day where it's pouring down rain and the wind's blowing and howling around the stadium, and then you get a defense that not only pitches a shutout but comes away with takeaways and sacks and makes big plays. And that's you end up coming away with an 18-0 victory, which they have done here today against Tiffin. Matt Natale is down on the field standing by waiting for Coach Bill Connolly to finish addressing the Panthers, and then we'll have the comments from Coach Connolly as soon as he is available. We'll give you some of the numbers right now. In the meantime, as the Panthers today with 21 first downs to just 7 for Tiffin, Ohio Dominican in total offense today ran 87 plays for 381 yards on the day. Running the football, the Panthers 51 carries for 264 yards. Brandon Schoen led the way with 18 carries and 152 yards of rushing. Mark Nichols finished with 28 carries and 109 yards. Mark Miller was 20 of 35 passing today for 117 yards. Did not throw a touchdown. Did throw two interceptions today, his first interception since the Grand Valley game. Abe Johnson, Ronald McLeod each had six receptions. Dez Stewart, Nate Weeks each had a couple as well for the Panthers. Matt Natale is standing by. He's got Coach Connolly. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Wasn't the prettiest, but it's still one in the win column. Talk about the game, and do you think maybe having those 16 days off maybe had an effect?
Well, first of all, pretty, that's beautiful. When you shut somebody out, that is beautiful. It's impossible today's football, practically impossible to do that. And our defense played one of the greatest college defensive games I've ever seen. If you tell me, Coach, we take 18 to nothing the rest of the year, absolutely. Yeah, it probably did, probably that 2 weeks off, you know, because the offense, you have to have all 11 guys doing exactly the same thing right every time. So that's why, you know, you lose a little bit when you miss that, the competition part of it. You can practice and practice and practice, but it's the other team wearing a color, other color jerseys, what it's all about. But we'll get better. We'll get better and come back next week in our finale at home. And we have to really, defense really has a challenge now because you have to stop a very high-scoring Lake Erie offense. They score points a lot, and we got to put a heck of a lot more on the board. But overall, to come back and still be 8-0, one of the few undefeated Division II teams in America, we'll take it any day.
Yeah, you mentioned the shutout. It's the first shutout in 5 years, almost to the day. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that or not, but the defense had a tremendous job. DeAndre Harrison coming back after the injury, a couple other players. I know Cody got a little dinged up against Finley, but switching sides of the ball, the offense, what types of things do you see out of them from today? It just could never really seem like to get in a good rhythm or a good momentum.
I think that's a really good way to define it, is rhythm. You know, we'd have, you know, miss a block here, or we'd you know, the pass route might not have been perfect, or, you know, we might have missed assignment, or the ball was a little overthrown or whatever. So there's not one unit or one person or anybody else to blame on the thing. We just got to fine-tune it all. Just get the machine going again and all that stuff. But I know one thing. If you can play defense, you have a chance of winning every game in America you play.
Especially if you're pitching shutouts.
Amen, and getting a bunch of turnovers.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on the win, and we'll see you next week at home.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, thank you. And to Coach Connolly on a rainy day here in Tiffin. Let's roll back into the final statistics for the Tiffin Dragons today, who were held without a first down in the first half. They finished with 7 for the game. Total offense for the Dragons, 57 plays, 158 yards. On the ground today, let's see here, 56 yards on 23 carries. Oliver Ciprian ended up being their leading ground gainer. He had 5 carries for 61 yards. Jerry Brown had 7 for 19. Antonio Pipkin, who throwing the football, this offense was averaging almost 290 yards per pass, per game passing. and they were third in the conference. Today held to just 102 yards passing on 17 out of 34. Pipkin threw two interceptions on the day to give him eight on the season. They did have Marcus Borman with eight catches today for 35 yards. Some of the other miscellaneous numbers, and we talked about some of these throughout the ball game. Third downs today, Panthers were just 5 out of 20, while Tiffin was only 2 out of 15. ODU did convert on 2 out of 4 on fourth down today. Panthers did record four more sacks today to give them 28 on the season. They came into today tied for second in the conference, averaging 3.4 sacks a game. And today they finished with four more sacks. Defensively, your leaders today for the Panthers, Billy Akins had eight tackles, Warren Shields had seven, and Sidney Omame had six and 2.5 sacks. Shields had a sack. Clemens ended up with half a sack on that one from earlier in the game. And those are your four sacks. And the turnovers today, you had interceptions coming from Justin Bell and Daytwan Harris, and you also had a fumble recovery today for DeAndre Harrison. And who else was the other fumble recovery? Looks like they didn't. Morgan Panthers had two fumble recoveries on the day, but I only see, oh, they gave the other one to Bell. So Bell had two takeaways on the day as well to go along with five tackles for the Panthers. So ODU now has improved its record to a mark of 7-0. All right, let's try it again. 8-0, 7-0 now in conference play, while Tiffin will fall to 2-7, 1-6 in conference play. Matt, back up from downstairs. What else did you learn while you were down there? Anything?
Well, actually, Coach Conley was a little bit more pleased than
you thought, maybe,
I thought
yeah.
he would be. But, yeah. Sorry, I just ran
out
here.
That's all right.
And I'm just glad that it's not raining. I'd rather be a little tired than soaking wet right now. But, yeah, he's happy. And I guess, you know, any time your defense can pitch a shutout like that, as Scott likes to say, it's in this conference, it's so hard to win on the road.
Well, and that's what's interesting is as well, the Panthers now are 11-8 in their three-plus years in this conference on the road. That is, it's certainly, we joke about it, it's
right.
Not easy to win on the road in this conference. And you look at some of the places the Panthers have had to go on the road, and they've had a couple of near misses on the road. You know, take the Grand Valley game last year, could have
right.
gone into the win column. And you figure the first year in the conference only had one win on the road, and that was here. So you take just the last 3 years and what they've been able to accomplish on the road and against the passing defense, or a team that was almost 290 yards, held them to 100 yards passing today. And he's right. You know, you win 18-0, you'll take
yeah.
the win, I guess, right?
No, and when you're a team like Ohio Dominican right now, and you're able to find ways to win, and we talked about it a little bit during the fourth quarter, whether it's coming from the defense, not letting Tiffin score at all, whether it's coming from special teams like we've seen before, or whether the offense is clicking like we saw against Finley. It just, you know, if one of the things that Coach Conley said down there in the huddle is they were only good in one out of the three phases today, but that one out of the three phases was the difference. And he said, now that we're an elite team, that we need to get better in all three phases.
So the Panthers get the win today, and they now lead this series 5-2, and we'll be home next week to take on that high-powered offense. We'll see what Coach Cummings has got dialed up next week for the Lake Erie Storm, because they're going to get 60-70 points today.
Yeah, it should be interesting. We were joking about it during the broadcast that it's like a basketball score, but I don't know. If our defense is playing like this on the road, I would like to think that they'd be even better at home next week against Lake Erie.
And speaking of the scores, Charlie's going to have the update of all the scores from around the GLIAC and around the country coming up in just a few short moments. So that'll wrap things up for us here, as the Panthers are victorious by the final score of 18-0. For Matt and Tally, this is Todd Bell. We say so long from Frost Countdown Stadium in Tiffin, where it's a great day to be a Panther.